Darren, it's ended in defeat tonight. How do you sum it up?
The best team won the game. I have absolutely no complaints. Treaty were the better side from start to finish. We never got out of second gear. And I'm not certainly going to take anything away from Treaty. I'm not going to make any excuses. Right from the get-go, the first minute right through, maybe bar the last 6 or 7 minutes where we threw caution to the wind and have a go. Outside that, we were second best most of the evening.
Yeah, Finn Harps just never really got going, despite the fact there are a couple of places above Treaty United in the table. It was the hosts who had the lion's share of possession and chances. Can you put your finger on why that was?
It's quite simple. They had more players performing better than we did, and that's it. And in football, you know, you can't start slow and then expect to try and get your way into the game. We were slow and we were second best and we were never able to turn the tide. And, you know, if truth be told, it you know, 1-0 probably flatters Treaty in the way that they should maybe have won 2-3. The chances that they create in the game. In the first half, our goalkeeper makes 3 unbelievable saves. You're kind of hoping when you get in at half-time, nil each, that the boys give themselves a bit of a shake and a bit of a lift, but you go out the second half and you concede 4 minutes into the second half. That's just the story of the game, and there'll certainly be no excuses on my part.
Yes, it was a difficult night overall. Just 2 wins from the last late league games. So what's the mood like in the camp at the moment?
The mood will be what the mood has always been. You know, expectation levels were never going to be set that high. The problem is that the players have put themselves in the position where people are talking about them. You know, they're still in the playoff positions. They have been all year. But they've got to try and find form again, and they've got to try and find results. It's been a tough 3 weeks, obviously. 2 games away to Cork and then a game away here in Limerick this evening at the Treaty. So it's been a tough 3 weeks. But, you know, that's what it is, what it is. There's nothing we can do about that. We just have to dust ourselves down, get a good week's training, and look forward to Bray next week.
Yes, it's a tough one to take a ride of tonight. However, we saw Stephen Doherty and David Cawley make a return. How much of a boost is it had to have them back?
Yeah, well, it's nice to have all 20 players available, but there's no point having all 20 available if we don't perform in the pitch, and unfortunately we didn't perform this evening.
Yes, and of course, just at the moment there, you're still in the shake-up for promotion. Tonight's result was a blow, but overall now, are you still reasonably optimistic about your chances?
Well, we've 11 to go, 6 away from Finn Park and 5 at Finn Park. So, look, it's still in our own hands. I think we're 4 points ahead of Wexford and we're 5 points ahead of Cove. So, look, it's difficult. It's going to be a tight race. There's no doubt about that. And I just have to try and galvanise the boys, get a good week's training and look forward to Bray.
And you've Bray Wanderers at home now next. Wexford away and UCD at home after that. How are you feeling ahead of those games?
3 tough games, there's no doubt about it. The games against UCD this year have been competitive games, have been all draws. Obviously Wexford are top side and they've signed some good players in the window. And then obviously we start with Bray, who had a brilliant victory tonight, a 3-1 win over Wexford tonight. So Bray is a really, really good side who I like. I like the way they play the game. They'll come to Finn Park next week. It'll be a difficult evening for us again, but we have to try and find a way, and this week it'll all be about focusing on Bray.
Thanks very much for your time, Darren.
Thank you.